Guys, this is just an observation. I am your host, Miriam Robinson. We're going to get into it today. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm about to just open the mic and run my mouth. I really am. There are moments, and, you know, unless people tell you this, you know, whatever, but I'm going to tell you, there are moments where I'll jump on here. And when I say here, I'm talking about the podcast platform, and I'll hit record. Because either I've been crying or either I've been trying to talk to people and nobody has time, or I've been trying to write, or I have been eating myself into the ground. Like yesterday, I had 2 pieces of cake because I was trying to eat up all of my feelings. And I know that there is something that is bothering me because I was in tears this morning. I was in tears last night, and I can't understand why. Now, it may have something to do with the fact that I'm on my period, but I know for a fact that it's more than just me being on my menstrual cycle. I'm going through something, and it's not a midlife crisis, but I'm going through a moment where I feel like I should already have everything. And I don't. I don't want to admit it, but damn it, I have to. And it's kind of like if I don't admit it to myself, then I'll never be able to change it. So in about 5 months, I will be 39. I am 1 year almost away from being 40 years old. It's not scary. I welcome it. But I also, by this moment, thought I would have been married by now. I thought I would have had kids by now. I'm going to talk about that in a second because I put that on Facebook and everybody tried to give me their child. Like, what the hell, y'all? Oh my God. Oh, I thought I would have been married by now. I thought I would have had, you know, 3 or 4 little babies running around. I thought I was going to have a home by now. I thought, you know, those were the dreams that were sold to me. You go to college, and once you're done with college, then you get married. And once you get married, you get a home and you have some babies and life happens. That's not what the fuck happened in my life. And I'm being for real with you. I got to college. I got in a relationship my second year of college, and I stayed in that relationship way the hell longer than I was supposed to. I paid all the bills in that relationship, and I hate myself for it, but it happened. I literally took care of someone for a long-ass amount of time. When I got sick of that person and I was tired of trying to fix everything, I told him to leave. Once he left, he decided that he would try to propose to me, and I was sick to my stomach. I went to my cousin's house, and I cried like a baby. Trying to figure out why I wasn't worthy then, but now I'm all of a sudden worthy, you know, like, bruh, what the fuck? It's just so many things that I assumed would just come along with adulthood. There are some people who are listening to me talk right now and they're like, really? What the hell? But it's the truth. I was not taught about being a 1099 employee, which put me into a lot of debt. I was not taught about a lot of things. I just grew up and I enjoyed my childhood. Completely spoiled. You have no idea. I could tell you, but you know, it has everything to do with, look, my parents bought me a car, you know, I was enjoying my teenage years. And like I tell my high school students all the time, damn it, enjoy your teenage years while you can. Please do. Don't try to grow up so fucking fast. Please don't. It is not worth the heartache and the whatever. Now, if I could go back, here's a couple things that I would do because I think about going back all the time. If I could go back, these are things I would do. I would not have gone to graduate school. That's where all of my student loan debt comes from. And people are like, undergrad and this. No. My undergrad was paid for because I had a scholarship. So I was great. I went to graduate school thinking that having a master's degree would be better for me. But then I decided midway, hey, Miriam, you don't really want a master's degree in music education, do you? I didn't. I was bored out of my fucking mind. And there are moments where I probably should have finished, especially now when I see the student loan bill and I think, oh, great. I'm paying for a degree that I didn't even earn. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And as an observation for myself, this is an internal, this is an internal episode. This is one of those episodes, which I think are necessary for us to do as young adults and, you know, as adults, period. Is for us to be honest with ourselves. I can't keep up with the Joneses anymore, and I'm starting to get sick of trying. You look at these young kids nowadays, all they're doing is turning a camera onto themselves, and they're making millions on YouTube and Instagram and this and that and the third. For 2 seconds, I want to be jealous. But then after I try to turn the camera on myself, I realize how much work is really truly involved. I love YouTube and I'm going to hit YouTube harder, but damn it, it takes time. It takes time to sit down and figure out content and things of that nature. So at the end of the day, you are still doing a job. Now I have to rewind. Actually, I don't have to rewind nothing. Now I have to stop midway in my life and figure out what it is I really, really want. I got into teaching because I saw my parents teaching. And, you know, people would be like, oh, no, you got into teaching because you really wanted to. No. Mm-mm. I got into teaching because my parents were teachers. And you usually become who you're around. And it's true. Like, usually if you're around people who do a lot of bad things, more than likely you're going to be the next person to do some bad shit. I saw teachers, my friends, my mom and dad's, you know, friends were teachers. And that was the standout occupation around me. They had money though. I don't know what the hell it is about this generation, you know, and whatever, but what the fuck, like my parents had money. You know, I don't know if Missouri just paid a little bit more, maybe at that point in time, but we had money. This shit right here, it's a little bit different, okay? It's a little bit different. It's not the same. It's taken 12 years for me to get to $60,000 plus as a teacher. I don't want to have to work 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 jobs and have 7 million income streams in order to be comfortable. I just don't. And online, you see it where Warren Buffett has 7 streams of income and things of that nature. That's so wonderful. What if I don't want to do that? And I'm being so for real. Because I get overwhelmed and I get a little just, ugh, when I go to YouTube and I go to Instagram and I see the memes and I see the videos and I see all the inspirational quotes and, you know, in order to make it out of, you know, whatever you're going through, it's necessary to have 7 streams of income. Well, damn it, I'm almost 40. I don't want to do all that. You have to be very honest with yourself. I don't want to do all that. If I have to be for real candid, I don't want to do all that. Yeah, I do have savings. Yeah, I do have a job. And then I have a side gig. I shouldn't have to do all this to just to make a living. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit my narrow behind down. Yes, as an almost 40-year-old, I'm going to have to call myself out on my own shit. I'm going to have to sit my ass down. And if you're going through the same thing and you feel like you need to do it, and this is, you know, a moment of inspiration, great. But what I'm finding is I have to sit down and I got to figure out what the hell do I want. Now, people, as our high school kids are about to graduate, we always tell them, Go for what you're passionate about. Make sure that you're passionate about something and choose it. Man, fuck that. Go for a job that pays you a lot of money. Sorry. Now, people would say, wait, hold on. Let me say this out loud. I am a college girl. I am all for college. One thing I know college does is it brings you together with people. It teaches you how to network. It teaches you how to get along with people. And more than anything, more than ever, I think these kids or this group of kids, this generation of kids, they need college. I know that they would say, well, I could make more money doing this and the other. Well, also, you could make a lot of money being in college. And then also, you could do a trade on the side. Ever thought about that, lovely children? And I'm being so for real. You could be a plumber at night and you could go to college classes in the morning. Interesting. By the time you're a junior or a senior, you could be working as a full-time electrician, plumber, HVAC person, whatever. And you could also have a college degree. Because I know one thing that a college campus can do for you that the real world can't do for you straight out of high school is give you the experience of networking with people, of communicating with people, of being around people. So I'm going to say that about college because I have always been a big fan of colleges and mainly HBCUs. That's just, you know, how I am. I will never say don't go to college because there's more money in, you know, trades than it, whatever. I know one thing, if I were to have really, really taken account of my life when I was in college and in high school and really thought about it, I would have studied something else on top of what I am doing or was doing. I studied music education, thinking that music education was going to be the only way I was going to make money. And yeah, I'd be able to, you know, really make a no. I wasn't lied to. None of it was, you know, nobody put a cloak over my face and said, you're going to be making $1 million as a music teacher. I knew, but I figured the prestige of being a music teacher was a whole hell of a lot better than, you know, me not doing that. I had my moments where I was literally about to quit music education, but I kept going. I wanted the college degree. I had the college experience and I'm glad that I had it, period, end of the story. But as I say to my young people now, you can go to college and you can also do something else on the side. You could be an intern with the bricklaying company for all I care, you know, in the afternoon hours. Hell, most college classes can, you could do an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock class and be done for the day. Those are the things that they won't discuss with you, but that's it for another day. Anyway, back to my life. I'm going to have to sit my little narrow tail down. And I'm going to have to figure out what I appreciate, what I enjoy, what I like, what do I love, what am I passionate about, and what can I make the most money from? And that's really it. It's as simple as that. And I think the simplicity of it makes it a little bit harder because you think to yourself, that's all I got to do? Yeah, that's all I need to do. And that's pretty much where I'm going with this. But I do know this, I'm taking this over to YouTube very soon. So please look out for my YouTube channel that is coming out because like I said, it's not necessarily easy. It does take work to get content and things like that up and running. But you know what? I am in the midst of figuring my whole life out at the age of 38. And as hard as it is to stomach, and as hard as it is to look at young kids, you know, being millionaires and things of that nature, and you think to yourself, you know, how the hell is it that I haven't done that yet? It comes along with the territory. And I'm realizing that it's okay. I'm realizing that even with that amount of money at that age, there are some things that, you know, they would never you know, our experiences are different. We come from two different generations. We were taught two different, you know, things, two different mindsets and things of that nature. And there's no jealousy that needs to even be had. It's just an acceptance of where I am and understanding of where I want to go. Signing off for today, y'all. This has been Just an Observation with Marian Robinson. I will catch y'all next time. Bye-bye.